Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the By Yahweh's Design conference call for the first day of July, year 2018. I am your host and chairman for this call, Pastor and Commander Dan, and this is a call out to the house of Jacob Israel. And there's an awful lot going on out there, folks, so strap the old seatbelts on. The agenda for today's call will be the food laws, major events, and time to rise up. Also, every call will discuss some of the major current events that are happening all over the earth at this time. As we begin, we do dedicate this program to our Heavenly Father Yahweh, who is the great I Am. We also dedicate this program to His holy remnant, who are the believing sons and daughters of Jacob, who was later named Israel. Today, these people are known as the Caucasian, or the true Israelite peoples of the world. Hallelujah, which means all praise Yahweh in ancient or Paleo Hebrew. It would also be the same in Aramaic. Again, another proof of who's who in this world. This word is in the white man's vocabulary. It's been a term that we've used for century upon century. And again, it goes back to ancient Hebrew. It's a term of praise to Yah, which is I Am, his shortened name. So a lot of people out there say, well, we don't know what his name was. We don't know how to call him, blah, blah, blah. Well, Yah has been there forever. In fact, in the German language, I find it kind of cute that their term for a definitive affirmative answer, as in definitely yes, is Yahweh. Remember that in the old Hogan's Heroes shows back in the 60s and 70s? What was his name? Not Colonel Klink, but the Sergeant Schultz, that's what it was. He used to answer, Yahweh, Herr General. Okay, Yahweh. Okay, where did that come from? Yahweh means Yahweh willing. Yahweh willing. So, little nuggets, little breadcrumbs as to the identity of the true Israelites are all over. The Bible's full of them, by the way. So these people, like the mainstream churches out there trying to tell you that the Jews are God's chosen people, when you hear people saying that, picture them in a red outfit with horns, a tail, and a pitchfork, because that's the visual of Satan, the adversary, the false accuser, the liar, the deceiver in this world today. So anybody saying that is a false prophet, is a liar and a deceiver. Run from them. So that would leave out what? Most mainstream churches today. Practically all of them. If they're mainstream, and that includes, of course, the Catholic Church. But any of the brick-and-mortar churches, the whitewashed sepulchers full of dead men's bones that are out there with their prostitute preachers, don't darken the doorstep. You're much better off going down to the local bar and trying to find believers than you are in those things called churches today. Those people are pretty much lost, especially in this at this time. The church is without merit. Mainstream churchianity is without any influence. The Bible has a way of putting it. It's dehorned. You take an animal in the wild. I grew up on a farm. If you take the horns off of cattle or you take them off of your rams or your goats, they are defenseless. And that's what the, quote, church world, the mainstream church world is without horns. They don't have any effect. They can't defend themselves. They also can't go on the offensive. They have almost no effect. And what does the word say about salt that has lost its savor, meaning salt that no longer can influence the food that it's put on? Salt is a preservative, by the way. It's no good except to be what? Cast upon the ground and tread upon by the foot of man. That's a biblical way of saying basically run over, roughshod. What is the current governments of the world, the institutions of the world doing with the, quote, mainstream church? Running roughshod over them because they're effeminate, pussified, some people call it. They're snowflakes. They're cucks. They don't stand for anything. We're supposed to be the church militant. Yahweh said, occupy till I return. He didn't say go to sleep. He didn't say roll over and let Satan have his will. I love these people who say, well, you know, this world belongs to Satan, Dan. We just got to pray for everybody out there, and we just want to save souls. We're going to go through the neighborhood and knock on doors, people that don't even give a damn about what you have to say. But we're going to knock on the door and try to save them. What's the Greek word for save? Soter. What does it mean to be saved from physical harm? Physical, not spiritual. Physical harm. What does Yahweh's word save us from? Physical harm. It tells us we have enemies. It tells us how to grow food. It tells us how to have our relationships. It tells us how to conduct warfare. It even tells us how to have proper hygiene. They're not spiritual things. They're physical things. And you got people running around, well, we just got to save souls. They got to pray the sinner's prayer and come on down to the front of the church, and we're going to pray the Holy Spirit into them, and they're going to get up and speak in tongues. Really? I've been there. Let me know how it works out for you, by the way. Drop me a line. I've been there. Useless. Useless. They can flop around and praise Yahweh and praise Jesus and talk in tongues all afternoon, and what effect do they have on our society? A zero. Zero effect. Have they denounced the murdering of babies? No. Have they denounced communism within our borders? No. Have they denounced the race mixing? No. As Wilhelm says here on the chat, they praise the Lord, not Yahweh. Yeah, the Lord. Who's the Lord? Baal. Baal means Lord, by the way. What's the Bible say about Baal worship? I have to think hard about that, but seems to me it's not good. It's not good. Many scriptures say, call upon my name. Call upon my name. I haven't read one anywhere that says call upon my title. It says call upon my name. Name has the connotation of authority, as in the expression, I come in the name of the king. Do you remember seeing that in some of the old movies about the Middle Ages and the days of knights and things like that? I'm here in the name of the king, meaning under his authority. What are we supposed to be? Well, let's see. Last time I checked, we are his ambassadors on this earth, aren't we? Adam, and then later Eve. Remember the hierarchy, how it started? The first on the earth was Adam. Not Adam and Eve. Adam, all by himself. It's funny, all my life I've thought about the fact that if I had to, I will proceed to do Yahweh's will. If I'm the only one standing in the field, it's okay. I don't need anybody. Do I want other people? Yes. Do other people make me a better man and strengthen me in ways and educate? Absolutely. But I don't need anybody else to stand with Yahweh against the enemy. Do you see the difference? We're to work together as a team, obviously. We're to become a community of believers, absolutely. But if it were necessary, you could stand alone, as King David did when he took on Goliath. Where were all the brave Israelite men? Standing on the hillside watching. As a young man went down there to face that giant by himself. Now, after he cut the head off the bastard, well, then they all jumped off the hill and come running down to go after the rest of the Philistines. But they weren't there when the big guy was still walking around. Case in point, the scripture says, one with Yahweh is what? A majority. One with Yahweh is a majority. My dad used to tell me all the time, A man with conviction is a majority. When I was a young man and he used to tell me that, I'd often think about that. I was like, what's he trying to tell me? As I got older, I began to see that most people don't have any conviction. They're pretty much bags of bones just walking around, as Scripture says, in that valley, dead and dry bones. That's a scriptural way of talking about spiritually dead people. They're just bags of bones, basically, just existing. They don't accomplish much. They don't influence much. They don't get involved at all. They don't study. They don't learn. They just suck up as much beer, try to obtain as many toys as they can, believing that that is somehow an indicator of a quality of life. Really? That's pretty sad. I mean, come on, let's face it. That's pretty sad. That's your indicator of how well your life is and what you're going to have as a legacy when you pass from this world. Oh, and I got news for you. As Laura Ferez Wilson says all the time, none of us are getting out of this alive. And I thought that was cute, so I've used it many times. Yeah, folks, by the way, just in case you forgot, none of us are getting out of this alive. Okay, that was preordained from the moment you sucked air for the first time, leaving your mother's womb. That's your destiny, okay? Just deal with it. It's not such a bad thing, as my dad used to tell me all the time. There's worse things than dying. How about that? Short and sweet. You see how major principles are taught to young people? As the Bible says, teach thy children or teach thy son in the way. It's basically saying as you're doing daily chores like mowing the hay, baling hay, feeding the cattle, mowing the grass, going out and work on the truck, whatever. It's while you're doing day-to-day things and you just impart wisdom. You don't beat them over the head, sit them in a chair, ring a bell, and for the next hour they have to become mathematician experts. And then the hour after that, science. The hour after that, chemistry. The hour after that, English or grammar. That's called institutionalized learning. How's it working? Take a look around you at the young people in the general population today. How's that working? Answer, it isn't working. What does the Bible say? Is there any examples in the Bible where it's institutionalized learning? No. Not even when they got together at the temple. The temple wasn't all day. You didn't sit in a pew or anywhere else and bells rang and you went through instruction. It was basically having a conversation and talking about what's important. And by the way, what does our Heavenly Father have to say about this topic? That's how you learn. You apply it. You apply it and you connect it to some sort of current event or something in reality. It's not ethereal. It's not theory. It's not some spiritual thing. It's here on terra firma. Where's Yahweh coming at the end? Back here. Where's the kingdom coming? Here. Is it the end of the age or the end of the world? Let's see. End of the age. Not the end of the world. That's what the mainstream, lamestream, whitewashed sepulchers talk about. It's the end of the world. Armageddon. Good thing we're going to get raptured out of here. Really? Again, I say, let me know how that works out for you with that ticket on the rapture train that isn't coming, by the way. There is no rapture train to give you a free pass out of the mess that you've made. You got to get involved, folks. And that's why I just listened to a one-hour interview with Sheila Lazinski up in Canada, and Mark Taylor, the guy that wrote the book Trump Prophecies. They just did yesterday a one-hour interview, Sheila Zielinski, on YouTube. If you type her name in there, Sheila, and it's Zielinski, if you type that in there, I believe you're going to find it is a phenomenal interview because they cover a lot of the hot spots in the current happenings of the world. And tie it to biblical happenings, biblical commandments, and events. So the good news with all this stuff happening, these are indicators that we have indeed reached that point on the timeline. We don't have much longer to go. People say, well, I don't believe in Q, I don't believe there's any white hats, and I don't believe this, I don't believe that. Well, first of all, it's Yahweh's plan, not mine, not Trump's, not any white hats, not any black hats. This is Yahweh's plan working out here. So you might want to consider studying the Word, the Scriptures, as to what it wrote about the end time scenarios, and see what fits. Then you go to prayer, because the prayers of a righteous man availeth much, and the Holy Spirit testifies to the truth. That's what's in the Scriptures anyway. And there, you're going to have more discernment doing that than you're going to listening to any sort of media, whether it's left, right, or in the middle. Trust your Father. You want to trust the plan, let's trust Father's plan. Ha logos in the Greek, logos, the plan. And it's coming to fruition. You can see it. Now, are we in Revelation? I believe we are. Is the book of Revelation, as it's written down by the Apostle John, does he talk about a period of time when Babylon burns? Yeah, as a matter of fact, he does. Does he ever talk about the economic situation? Yeah, seems to me he does. It basically vaporizes. And that's why the merchants are weeping and wailing, and the kings and princes, meaning governmental leaders, all these people we call elites, are weeping and wailing. Do you think the six prior presidents that have been arrested lately might be doing a little weeping and wailing and gnashing of teeth? I sure as hell hope so. I'm not in the prisons watching them, so could this all be just some sort of a grand play on us? Well, yeah, I suppose it could be, until I hear from somebody that's trustworthy, that's actually been into the prisons and seen these people in handcuffs. But John says, what presidents? The previous president of France, for one. And according to the article I was reading, there are five or six others. But I do know I read the article about the president of France being arrested, I believe, on some kind of trafficking or embezzlement or fraud. I can't remember if it was financial or deviant, as in child molestation. Sarkozy is arrested. That's one that's arrested, yeah. So the point of it is there's like 4,500 of these perverts. Across the world now, not just here in the United States, but across the world have been rounded up. Again, if you don't go to the Q Map, that website, let me give that out here. It's the one I go to frequently, and that's https://qmap.pub. Qmap.pub. They do a really, really good job of keeping the Q posts, even the Twitter feeds from President Trump himself, and all of this stuff put together. A lot of the stuff that the Anons, they call themselves the Q Anons, the young people, predominantly young people who go into the research mode in the boards, in the 8chan. And decipher the different things going on. But now the latest ones have been very, very descriptive. They're not so cryptic as they were in the beginning. They're much more explicit today. And even the Freemasons have been attacked by being exposed. The fact that most of the false flags, Q is pointing out that isn't it interesting that there are always Freemasons involved. Many of the witnesses that come before the camera, people involved are Freemasons. They'll have a Freemason ring on. They'll have a Freemason medallion around their neck. They'll have a baseball cap with the Masonic symbol on it. So, you know, people say, well, Q is a psyop. Well, why would a psyop identify something that most people aren't talking about? Now, we've talked about it for a very long time, but the general public had no clue. So, again, judge things by its fruit. What's the fruit of what's Q doing? It's causing an awakening. Many, many people are now talking about it. Has he predicted some of the things that have gone on? Yeah, actually has, because I've followed the Q posts, and were there many things that happened 1, 2, 3 weeks later that Q had talked about and said that was going to happen? Yeah. North Korea is one of the biggest ones. Right from the get-go, whoever Q is was saying, don't worry about North Korea. It's a done deal. And it turns out it was a done deal. The show over in Singapore was just that. It was a show. It had already been agreed to, just as the agreements with Russia have already been established. Everything now is for show. This has already been done. There is a coalition in this world that says the cabal needs to come down. Does the Bible say that the cabal needs to come down? Yeah, it does. Does it say that there's a group of people that will march past and stare at them and go, this group of pathetic, schizophrenic, paranoid, psychopathic pipsqueaks, these are the ones who caused all this trouble? These are the ones who deceived the whole world? And at the top of the list of the deceivers, yeah, Satan's kids. Now, I noticed, the Jews, right. The Next News Network tried to lambast Russ Walker, who was running for government in the Carolinas. And they were calling him pathetic, a racist, and everything else for simply stating that the God of the Bible is a racist, in the sense that the God of the Bible does not want race mixing. And this Next News Network was lambasting him for saying that. So what's that tell you about the Next News Network? Are they on the good side or the bad? So while they're telling you about the cabal and what they're doing, they're leading you down the path. That's how Satan works. Remember, he will let you tell an ocean of truth as long as you let him float a lie on the top. So while the Next News Network is talking about the deplorable left, like Michael Moore, the big mouth fat slob that he is, and others like him, he's floating the lie that race doesn't matter. He's floating the lie that the Bible doesn't teach racial segregation. You see the lie? What's that tell you about Next News Network? Yeah. Unsubscribed. I don't need to hear anything more from that group about anything, good or bad, because you got to be on your guard for the little lie. Okay, now, was Russ Walker kind of casting his pearls in front of swine a little bit? Probably, but that's his personal thing. If he felt led to do that, then so be it. Maybe there's a reason for it. I don't know. Wilhelm says here that Colonel Roy Potter has talked about that some leftist people are calling for the murder of Trump supporters. That's a fact. I have read several articles on that. The left is coming unglued. Again, these are indicators to us that we are in the latter days, and this is a war. Now, let me warn everybody about a little something here, okay? There's scripture that tells us to be careful of the lying pen of the scribes. Do you remember reading that? The lying pen of the scribes. Now, who were the scribes? They're your geeks that sit around with inkwell and quills and did the copying of the scripture. You see, there was no mass media. There was no printing press. Every copy had to be made by hand. That's why nobody had Bibles. Nobody had scripture in their home libraries back then. You know, a lot of people today can't even think anymore. They think everything's been this way for thousands of years. They're dumber than rocks. They really are. this whole world has changed dramatically just in my lifetime, which is not that many years. Okay, so now we go back thousands of years. So the scribes were doing the copying. It was pretty easy for mistakes to be made, whether intentional or by accident. Because in the ancient languages, vowel points, unlike English today, vowel points, little dots and tittles above and below consonants, were critical in the meaning of a word, the pronunciation and the meaning of a word. They were critical. Would it be easy to make a mistake, either by accident or intentional? Absolutely. Especially if somebody was up to no good. And that's exactly what the Masoretes, a group of Jews, were doing, copying the ancient scriptures. Because remember something, folks. You always hear these people talk about the Hebrew texts. There are no Hebrew texts. None. There are a few, very few, fragments of books that have come, that are still in existence. Just little fragments. So we do know they existed, we do know the characters, how they were written, but as far as complete texts, we do not have them. So that's the first thing, get off the plate right away. They don't exist. The best that we have, except for George Lamza, says that the Aramaic text, which is not Hebrew, it's a form of Hebrew, some of those existed, and that's where his translation came from. Now, I haven't looked into that. It could be. It might not be. His translation differs from the, quote, standards today. Somewhat. Not a ton, but somewhat. The point of it is, there were no manuscripts to pick up in the modern era and translate. So what did we use? We used the Septuagint. The Septuagint was made by the elders in Alexandria many, many years ago when there were copies. Again, no originals ever survived. There were copies that they translated into the tongue of the day, the common tongue of the day being Greek. And so the Septuagint is the basis for most of the more popular and more accurate translations. The reason I'm going through all this is because don't allow what the Holy Spirit is telling you to be overridden by what you believe the writings are telling you. Think about what I just said. We are here as Yahweh's people, no doubt about it. Every evidence around us tells us that. We are here as his children, and we possess the ability to communicate with our Father in real time. It's called prayer. It's called the Holy Spirit. It's called the pineal gland, which is your antenna, the third eye within your skull. The tiny little organ, or the tiny little gland that's made up of cones and rods, exactly the way the eyeball is. It's called the third eye because we see spiritually with the pineal gland, exactly the way we see light rays and turn them into images with our eyeballs. The cones and rods pick up radio frequencies in the light range and turn that into images. The pineal gland works the same way, picking up spiritual signals and converting them. I think that's an amazing thing. Amazing how many people overlook this important fact. Now, the other interesting thing about the pineal gland is it is also very susceptible to contamination. Now, being an electronics technician in radar systems in the Air Force, I can tell you that when your antenna becomes contaminated or crusted over, it does not work. And if it does work, it does not work at full capacity. Who would benefit? Cui bono? Who would benefit from contaminating our soil and our food, our medicine, and putting vaccines in our bodies, knowing that it will destroy your antenna. Who benefits from that? Who benefits from undoing that? You and I do. Who benefits from taking care of the temple the way Christ told us to? You and I do. Who hurts from us obeying our Father? The enemy does. I trust the scriptures for the most part. I believe Yahweh saw to it that it came down to us, but it does not take precedent over the Holy Spirit's commands. It does not take precedent over the Holy Spirit's warnings about things going on around us. The reason I'm saying that is because some people have already written themselves off as dying because there's something in Scripture that they believe means that we're not going to win. I take the other tack. My vision is that we rise up and destroy the wicked and bury them in the dirt where they belong. My vision is we come back to a family under Yahweh's commands and behave the way he intended us to do from the start. With that comes victory, not defeat. Everything I read in the scripture says we are to destroy the wicked. Okay? It doesn't say we're to acquiesce and allow the wicked to rise up and destroy us. It says we destroy them. Case in point, did David lay down and just let the Philistines walk over them? Did he go out to meet Goliath on the battlefield and say, hey, you know, we kind of don't like what you're saying, and, you know, we believe in peace, love, and happiness, and we're all the same, and, you know, we kind of want to get along there, Goliath. What do you think? Just lay down your arms, and we'll just be buddies and neighbors and everything else. Is that what David did? No, David didn't do that. He was picking up stones as he was praying to the Father to give him the strength, the courage, and a good aim as he took Goliath down and executed him. Of course, the Satan, the adversary, has crept into the church world and told all of these churchgoers, these pseudo-Christians, these pseudo-believers, that you don't need to worry about being violent and everything else because, you know, the Old Testament's been done away with. I love that one. The Old Testament's been done away with, so you don't need to worry about it. We're just all about peace, love, and happiness and all that stuff, you know, Diane? Peace and love. So just throw the whole Old Testament away. Well, you just threw three-quarters of the book that's trying to warn you and tell you about what's going on away. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. I got a caller. Let's see here. See if this works. Okay, area code 734. You're on the air.
Hello, Dan. Embarrassingly, hi. I accidentally hit that button.
Oh.
great hearing you. I had trouble getting in a few times. I did before. I was missing the extra hash mark to get in to listen to you. I haven't been able to listen to you. Been enjoying your emails, though. And you go continue on. I think that what you're talking about is so true. Sadly, it's like the majority of our people, you know, very difficult to reach. I try to do it through questioning. They literally are, you know, they're blind, as the Bible said they would be. And all of creation groans and travaileth, waiting for the sons of God to be revealed. Really, not just revealed to the world, but to themselves.
Amen.
They're standing with God. When I was a little boy, you were talking about God being with God's with you. It's a majority. My grandmother taught me that God was always with me. So it gave me great confidence. I mean, I've always had it,
mm-hmm.
And it's all there. But they go to the pulpit pimps and And you know, they take a little teaspoon of a river of blessings, and that's how it's going. I asked this one lady once, and I knew she was a liberal. I knew she wasn't really, didn't know the Bible very well, but because of her heritage, she was, you know, basically a good person. I said, well, you know, Africans, I didn't use, I used a little stronger, but not the word. Africans run faster and jump higher, don't they? She said, yeah. I said, they're every bit as smart. She goes, yeah. I said, what are you, a black supremacist? I do things like that. It's cost me a little bit of money over the years, but sometimes you just can't hold back.
Well,
I'll let you continue,
right.
You know, continue. Thank you.
Yeah, thanks for calling in. Take care and Yahweh bless.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right, very good, excellent. And certainly, folks, if you feel led to call in and join the conversation, don't be bashful about doing that, because I know I've been on the radio for a long time, and sometimes I tend to rant and rage and everything else, so you're probably tired of hearing me say that. But we are a family. This is dedicated to the family, particularly the men, okay? Particularly the men, for a reason. The men today, the white man, is the most put upon minority on this earth. And I get calls every single day from brothers who are being put upon and persecuted in this system. Either robbed through the court systems or dishonest government, dishonest banking, etc. So, you know, I've asked this question many times. People say, well, Dan, we've got the great tribulation to go through yet. This can't be the end of the age. Really? What the hell do you call what we're in, fella? Take a look around. What is this? Heaven? A righteous earth? Let's see. How many people have died at the hands of their own government just in the last 200 years? Figures vary, but it's over 200 million. 200 million. Just by their own governments. And at the top of the list is the Jewish Bolsheviks of Russia, who aren't Russian, by the way. They're communist Jews, and they murdered anywhere between 60 and 100 million Russians, predominantly white, Caucasian men, women, and children. So while they got everybody in the mainstream crying crocodile tears for a hoaxacost of 6 million, which is a completely fictitious number, dying at the hands of the dreaded Nazis, which is a Jewish term, by the way. The Germans never referred to themselves as Nazis. But the point of it is, it's make-believe. They've got you crying crocodile tears over a completely fictitious story of Jews, what they did, but we're not going to even discuss what the Bolshevik Zionist Jews of Russia did to close to 100 million white Christian men, women, children. Do you see the irony? Do you see the hypocrisy? What does it say in the book? Yeah, beware the leaven of the Pharisees, which is their what? Hypocrisy. Who are the greatest hypocrites walking this earth? Jews, by far. Just take a look at Washington. You don't need to look anywhere else but Washington to see Jews in operation. Charles Schumer, Pelosi, Boxer, Feinstein, Lautenberg, the whole group. The whole group. Liars and misfits. Mnuchin at the Federal Reserve, another kike. All right? And people say, oh, dude, you can't call them kikes. It's just a term, folks, okay? Where does it come from? Keikel. It's Yiddish for circle. Because when they came to this country and they couldn't write, they put a circle down on the paper instead of a cross. Remember, illiterate white people, when they came to this country, they would put a cross. They'd say, make your mark, which was an X or a cross. And when a Jew came up, he hates Christianity so much he put a circle, which is kaikel. So they become known as kikes. Okay? Now they're telling us that you're offending them when you call that. Well, then why the hell did you put a circle on the paper, and why didn't you put a cross or an X? Is it my fault that you're so anti-Christ and anti-Christian that you'd put a circle on there, a kaikel, and so you became known as the kikes, the ones putting circles down, you dumbasses? It's unbelievable what we allow these people to get away with today. A few words and we cower in fear of our enemy. Now, the same media that wants you to cry crocodile tears for a fictitious event called the Holocaust, they've got no problem with rabbis coming out saying that the Jews are the ones who should rule the world. They're a special race to rule the world. Rabbis have come out in public saying this of late. Where's your media? Where's the church? Where's the preachers for this blasphemy? Jews are the master race, and all other races are here to be their slaves. And not a peep from the pulpits or the press. Isn't that amazing? Yes, we live in extraordinary times. And as the word says, there is a famine for the truth. Indeed, there is. But there's a famine because you don't care about the truth. The average person today doesn't give a damn. If you walked up to him and say, if I could tell you the truth about how the world really works, would you want to know? Most of them would tell you, stay away from me. That's why Christ said they want their ears tickled. They're like in the movie The Matrix, the guy that went back and took the blue pill. He goes, I know it's all fake, but it tastes good. That's your average white man and woman today. Put me back under. Send me back in. Give me that damn blue pill. It tastes so good. And the guy even says, you know it's not real, right? Yeah, but in my mind, it's a delicious steak. Yeah, and I'm feeding you cow manure. Well, I don't care. Give me the blue pill. That's your Bible-believing, church-going white person today. Going to church to get the blue pill stuffed down their gullets. Because they don't want the red. It hurts too much to know the truth. That's your white people today. Oh my God, don't tell me the truth. Tell me anything, but don't tell me the truth. I'd rather listen to the next news network with the liar sitting behind there as if he's telling me something I don't already know, as he floats the lie. You don't have to say God is God is not a racist. God didn't have any particular people or peculiar people. No, we're just all the same. And we're supposed to race mix. Another one that's been exposed as lately is the Common Sense Show with Dave Hodges. I'm done with that one. When I heard the latest one, how dare anybody say who should marry who, racially speaking? How dare you mention Yahweh's commandment against race mixing? Well, Dave, you are unsubscribed, and I don't give a damn what you have to say from this point on. That is one of the most critical commandments within the Ten Commandments. Thou shalt not adulterate. Let's change it from adultery, because people are too stupid to figure out where the word adultery comes from. So when you're addressing them, don't even use that word. Pick a word that they might, just might, be able to understand, like adulterate. Thou shalt not adulterate the holy seed. What does holy mean? The word holy, what does it mean? To be set apart, separate. That's what it means. It doesn't mean perfect. Doesn't mean pious. It means set apart. The holy seed. Everything from one end of the Bible to the other is talking about preserving the holy seed and kind after kind. And the commandment, when properly translated, is absolutely undeniable that it is saying, do not mongrelize. Because it's not only talking about the mixing of races, it's talking about mongrelization in the sense of hybridization. So all these people that think hybridizing our seeds and producing plants that didn't exist before is godly and somehow beneficial, I got news for you. No, it isn't. Yahweh has been putting me in training for this period of time my whole life. That's why I was led to go into the certified natural health professional field and go to all the classes that taught about nature and how the body actually works and how the food system works and what organics, why organics are important and what's the dangers of GMO foods and hybridized seeds. The average person out here doesn't have a damn clue. So while Yahweh put it in my heart to search deep into the original meanings of words and to pray and to concentrate on how does this all fit in the world we live around, he also sent me down the path of natural health. Why? Because I had family and myself having health issues, and it was unable to be explained to me by somebody from the, quote, medical mafia. So I went about figuring it out myself. And I'll give a little short story how that works. When I was in my 30s, I was passing kidney stones. I'm going to tell you something. If you've never passed one, and women think you're the only ones that know what pain and back pain's all about, I got news for you. A kidney stone feels like a six-inch knife stuck in your back for upwards of an hour at a time, at least in my case. Okay, so I do know a little bit about back pain and what that's all like. I asked my buddy to shoot me one time. It was hurting so bad. So I go to this doctor, and she does a test, and she says, you have high uric acid. I said, wow, I'm not sure what that's all about. I said, but, you know, what happened? Why? And she says, well, it's mostly from diet, but here's a pill. I want you to take these pills and get your uric acid level down. So I took them for a month because I didn't know any better, and I went back, and she said, okay, now your uric acid level looks good. You should be good to go. She didn't say anything about drinking more water. She didn't say anything about natural. She didn't say anything about diet. She just wanted me to take a pill. So she writes out a prescription for a year's worth of these pharmaceuticals. And at the same time, I said, by the way, what causes my uric acid to go high? She goes, oh, it starts with a K. It's a certain diet. And these foods are high in the things that cause your uric acid to go high. I said, really, do you have a list? And she goes into her drawer, and somewhere way in the back, she's got a sheet of paper. And she gives it to me, and I said, oh, well, thank you. So I went home and put the prescription on the dresser and proceeded to forget about it. And I looked at this list, and practically everything on the list was my standard daily diet. Coffee, chocolate, dark fluids, gravy, meat, calcium, dairy products. And I said, holy cow. So I went on a diet. And for a year, I ate pretty much nothing but sardines, tuna fish, and peanut butter and jelly sandwiches. I stopped eating all the other stuff that was on that list. Didn't drink coffee. I started drinking more water. And guess what? A year later, I went back for my exam, and the uric acid level was right where it was. And she says, see, I'll write you out another prescription because, you know, that obviously worked for you. And I said, don't bother. I never filled the first one. And her eyes got as big as silver dollars, and she looked at me, and she goes, what? I said, no, I didn't fill the first one. I changed my eating habits. Now, here's the good news. You might be saying, well, my God, I don't want to go on a diet like that and not ever eat red meat again and mashed potatoes and gravy and chocolate and coffee and all those things. But here again, what does the Bible say? All things in moderation. Do you understand what it means? It means what it says. All things in moderation. Why was I having a problem? Because I was not moderating. I was indulging. I was gluttonous for the very foods that my body has a very hard time to digest properly. So when I went on this diet for a year, everything went back to its homeostasis status. Everything got better. And I could start eating the other foods, but in moderation this time. So the body actually healed itself and allowed me to go back to eating all the things that I love to eat, but it was in moderation. What do they teach you in the natural health world? The same exact thing. You can eat a lot of different things, but you have to be in moderation. That's the beauty of when you go into a deep study of Scripture and what Scripture teaches, okay? Because it's common sense. Now, people today will say common sense isn't common. Well, that's true, but that's because nobody believes the Bible anymore. Because these preachers have completely adulterated it. These preachers are lying prostitutes. The vast majority of them. And Mark Taylor and Sheila were talking about that very thing. The church world today is impotent. Impotent. Because there's no faith. That's why Christ said, when I return, will I find faith upon the earth? And everybody says, oh yeah, look at all the churches we got. Oh my God, Dan, of course. Look at the billions of dollars, the John Hagees and Jimmy Swaggerts and Robert Schuller's and Kenneth Copeland's of the world and Joel Olstein's, all of them shysters, by the way. Look at the money they're getting in. Of course there's faith. People are buying their books left and right. Oh, my God. Yeah, there's, oh, we're hearing praise Yahweh and praise the Lord and praise Jesus every day in these nice, beautiful churches. Dan, how could you even say such a thing? Because the proof is in the eating of the pudding. In other words, the fruit. Where's the fruit of these fine churches full of these fine believers out there? Where's the proof? As they have no problem with what are we going on, 50-some years, almost 60-some years of murdering babies in mama's womb. You know, they love the children, but they burned them to death at Waco. They attempted to burn the family to death in Ruby Ridge. So they love the children, but they have no problem with cutting them to pieces and selling their parts to the researchers and cosmetics industry. They don't have a problem with that. But we love the children. It's all about the children. As they're using them in sex rituals and eating them and drinking their blood and selling them off to the highest bidder for sexual slavery. But they love the children. I agree with Mark and Sheila and the Q posts and the analyzers, such as In Pursuit of Truth, which is an excellent YouTube channel, by the way, that when the American people, these brain-dead morons that are walking around out here, finally get a full dose of reality handed to them, they're going to probably have nervous breakdowns. Many of them will. Because they have created this world in their brains, this comfort zone called their brains. They've created a world that doesn't exist. This everything's love and peace and race mixing's fine and mixing communism and biblical principles and Hinduism and Jewish Talmudism and all, it can all coexist. Really? That's funny because my Bible doesn't say that. My prayer life doesn't say that. The empirical evidence I see in front of me doesn't say that. But in your pea brain, that's what you think. Well, you're about ready to get a major wake-up call. One way or the other here, folks. Whether Q's for real, whether there's any white hats or not, it doesn't matter. this world is in for a major wake-up call. Big time. That includes the church world, the cucks, the snowflakes, the social justice warriors, and even the conservatives, because many of them don't have a damn clue as to what's in the scripture. And not one of them is talking to the Father in prayer. They think that's antiquated. That's Old Testament. We don't need that. We've got Jesus, and we've got the preacher down at the Baptist church, and we have prayer sessions where the women get up and talk about the things of the Bible and what we should be doing. We're going to have a prayer meeting. We're going to have a ham dinner over at the church and invite all the poor people in there. See, we're doing good works. But let's see, we got suppressed technologies that could cure most diseases, and don't do a damn thing about that. You could be telling people about the food laws and what they should and should not. You're not doing that. You could tell them about pharmakia and the poisons and the vaccines. No, you're not doing that, but you're feeding them a damn ham dinner, ham, the most detestable of all the animal meats, ham dinner down at the church, and you think you're doing God's will. Again, let me know how that works out for you folks, because I'm not inviting anybody to dinner to have a ham sandwich. And I'm not going to go out here and feed them a line of crap that Jesus loves everybody, because it is a line of crap. And when he comes back and he's on that charger for war and he's got blood on his vestment and he's got a double-edged sword, I'm having a feeling it's not to ask you to please stop what you're doing. As he said, nothing that offends me will come into my kingdom. Do you people understand what that means? Nothing that offends me. But wait a minute. You, in your mind, God is not offended by anything, because he's all love. I just love everybody. Come here. Come here, you black and white couple and your little half-breed children. Come here. I just love you. Let's see. They've got health issues, allergy issues, IQ issues, deformities, and this includes the animals and plants, by the way, and I've got evidence of that. So, but he just loves this. Let's see, I made plants the way I want them. I made people the way I want them, and I said very specifically, keep kind after kind, but you have created something that I never intended it to be, and you think I love you. Really? I'm amazed at the world that you people live in. It doesn't fit with anything. It doesn't fit with history. It doesn't fit with science. It doesn't fit with scripture. It doesn't fit with empirical evidence. And it doesn't work. Why do you think we have so much chaos and tension in the world today? If we were doing it right and we were right with him, it wouldn't exist. Okay, where there is smoke, there is fire, and the smoke is everywhere that we're screwing up big time. Or don't you see it? It's time, as Bill Holter has said, and I think Bill is 100% right on this one, 2018 is going to be the year that truth matters. That truth matters. You know, that's a singular sentence, but man, does it it packs a big punch. It goes right along with Scripture when Christ said, be ye followers and seekers of the truth, and the truth will set you free, right? The truth doesn't say half-truths, doesn't say massaging your poor little wimpy psyche, your wimpy little I just want to get along with everybody. I really don't want to get involved, you know what I mean? I'd rather just sit in here and watch my television and eat my box food and my GMOs, and I've got some pills the doc's got me on here, and I'm going down with the kids and get my flu vaccination. So, you know, I really don't want to get involved. I don't want to hear about all that nonsense, you know, all that conspiracy theory. Let's see, I was told just yesterday that the actual figure for iatropic death which is death by the medical profession, by either a doctor or the medications or the dosages. Iatropic death in this country right now is 600,000 a year. Yeah, the medical mafia that you guys worship is sacrificing 600,000 people a year. But that's where your faith is. What does the scripture say about those that put their faith and reverence into things made of wood, stone, glass, the things of this earth? What is the medical mafia? It's treated like a religion today, the same as government and science. People hold them up as false gods. It's called idolatry. They believe in their false gods much more than they do the God of heaven. Oh no, he's just some antiquated belief of my ancestors, has nothing to do with what's going on today. So I can just throw that away. I believe in my God of science, in my God of government, and my God of higher education, my God of central banking, which is completely diabolical. I believe in the God of television and the God of Hollywood. These are my gods, and they're priests called entertainers. Yeah, same as the Baal priests under Jezebel. That's what they are when their ugly mugs get up there, like Robert De Niro, Michael Moore, and the rest of these completely brain-dead bags of bones that get up there that don't have one shred of integrity or morality in them. Not one shred. But people follow it, just like they do a cult. They say, we're a cult. Really? Well, I guess in a way, but at least I'm worshiping the living God. I believe our lives should be influenced by what he says. So if that makes me a cult, following my Heavenly Father and what he teaches and what the Holy Spirit attests to, well, okay, I'll take that t-shirt. I'll wear it proudly. While you follow after Satan, Diablos, hedonism, paganism, Satanism, pedophilia, organ harvesting, and every other diabolical misfit activity that's out there, you go right along with that. But somehow I'm the problem. They're actually calling for the extermination of us. You know that, right? They say Trump supporters. Well, who's Trump supporters? People that believe in what? America, the white race, the Bible, the Ten Commandments, Constitution, Bill of Rights, Declaration of Independence, truth, honesty, integrity, peace and prosperity. You know, and they love to throw things out there like, well, you guys are just all a bunch of white supremacists. Well, wait a minute. I've got a dictionary, too, and I've looked up the word racist, and really, the word racist means somebody who believes in and promotes his own race. It's funny that when blacks promote blacks, that's not racism to these people. Actually, it is. But racism actually is a good thing. It's supposed to be. Blacks should be promoting the welfare of blacks, just as whites should be promoting the welfare of the white race. Those are all natural law, which is Yahweh's law. He is the creator of natural law. But you see, Satan has turned everything upside down. They're telling everybody that we're racist for promoting the white race, which is an oxymoron, while it's okay for Jews to walk around saying that they are the masters of the world and we're all here to be their slaves. Yeah, those sick and demented Satanists called Jews who follow the Talmud. They don't follow the Bible. That's another myth that the church world is sucked into. That's why I call them Talmud thumpers. And you Judeo-Christians are Bible thumpers. The only problem is you don't have a damn clue as to what's in it. You've got a few pet phrases. You do it like a cafeteria. You just pick out the phrases you like and skip all the rest, like Luke 19, verse 27, or Revelation 2, verse 9, or Obadiah, verse 18. You just sort of skip over those because they're inconvenient. And the Talmud thumpers aren't any different. They go through that completely diabolical set of books called the Talmud, and they pick out the ones they like the one that says it's okay to have sex with a three-year-old child. It's okay to sell a non-Jew into slavery. It's okay to take the blood of the non-Jew and use it for whatever purpose you want. It's got every form of perversion in the imagination of man in that book, and it's okay to do it to the non-Jew. And yet the preacher's telling you these are holy people. They're God's chosen. Obadiah says they're chosen all right, but it sure as hell isn't because they're God's favorite, because they're the most detestable of people. Obadiah says that their end will come. So again, you can either believe the Bible or not, but at least stop being hypocritical about it, will you? If you don't believe it's true, then throw it the hell out and stop pretending to, and stop going to that church. First of all, it's not doing a damn thing. You're wasting your time. You're not any closer to God. You're not accomplishing a damn thing. So why are you even wasting your time? Go sit down in front of the television, watch your favorite sport or your porn or whatever the hell it is you watch, but stop being hypocrites. Why don't we all do that? Stop being damn hypocrites. If you want to go in there and worship that flat screen, then go ahead and do it. If you want to follow the false church, well, if you want to waste your time in there, then go ahead. But leave the Bible out, because there's nothing of the Bible in it. And I love these King James only people, because I've got the best thing I've had to use against them. Before, I'd go into the Greek and the Masoretic text and all that, but most of them can't even comprehend that. They don't even know what the hell you're talking about. So the best thing I found was a 1611 King James Bible. That was my great find. That and my grandmother's Bible that I have sitting on the counter over here. It was produced in 1850. It has the books of the Apocrypha in it. Isn't that amazing? A standard Protestant Bible has all the Apocrypha books in it. It was produced in 1850. Well, the 1611 King James Bible has the Apocrypha in it. Yeah, you know, the same king that your King James comes from, but your modern version does not have it. So I ask him, what happened to the books? You're telling me that King James only is the Bible to follow and the only version that counts, but which one are you talking about? The one that King James authorized in 1611, or the one that's being produced by Zondervan and all the rest of these Jewish-run companies today? Which one is it? You tell me. They usually walk away. They don't have an answer for that one. And at least they have enough sense to know that. Anything they say at that point is completely without merit. They can't defend it, so they walk away. Unbelievable. Let me, I can't believe I'm already past an hour. Where the hell does the time go? So I just want to go through the list here of some of the highlights of things that are happening. And let me tell you something. Lots of things are happening. And again, I'm not saying Trump or Q or the White Hats are for real and we're not being played. I'm not saying that. What I'm telling you is there's smoke on the horizon. Lots of smoke. Big events are coming. Are you ready for it? Are you prayed up? Are you prepped up? It's coming. What we've been talking about for years is coming, one way or the other. I say hallelujah. Doesn't matter to me. If my father wills that I'm going to get rounded up into a cattle car and taken off to a camp and whatever and murdered or whatever, well, then that's his will. I will fight it. Tooth and nail. But if my father wills it, then so be it. But on the other hand, or is it us taking Babylon down, as Revelation says, in a short time? And it's a banking failure. It's a mercantile failure that brings Babylon to its knees. And a new heaven and a new earth proceed from that point on. Is that all within the realm of possibility right now? Yeah. That's why I say this actually could go either way, because there are signs of both. There are signs that there is a spiritual awakening, as the book says when Yahweh said, I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh. You want to define that for me? all flesh. Okay? Is that only identity? And I'll say it again. Let me know how it works out for you, because I found out some people in identity are just as much a fake and a fraud as anybody else out there. To my chagrin. That was a hard lump to swallow. But I have to admit it. Fakes and frauds. Is the identity message a fake and a fraud? Absolutely not. Does the Bible properly identify who's who? Yep, if you read it correctly, it does. Absolutely does. But are these, quote, leaders in identity anything special? No, actually, they're fakes and frauds, not much different than the people they rail against. As Christ said, judge them by their fruits. That's all you got to do. Don't listen to the words. Don't listen to what people tell you about them. What are the fruits? Christ didn't say, look at their ratings, or look what kind of website they got, or look what kind of book they wrote. He said, judge them by their fruits. Last time I checked, there's nothing in Scripture that says, go by a DNA test. We don't need a DNA test, folks. First of all, they're not foolproof, and most of the clinics are run by Jews. You're gonna believe in that? And besides that, when you file for that, you've just given them your bio-identifier. So if they want to frame you, guess what? At the murder scene or the robbery scene, they found DNA evidence. Well, yeah, because it's on record, and you have been marked as a person of interest to be taken down. And so now your DNA shows up at the crime scene. How convenient for our monsters called Jews today. That's why I'm loving watching this Rosenstein sit there and try to justify his sick, demented behavior. Typical Jew. It is a good thing to watch the hearings with Rosenstein, because it's a great primer on how the Antichrist behaves. All of the Antichrists in Washington, they can sit there and they have such hubris in front of a camera, lying their asses off with straight faces. I'm surprised the whole audience in there isn't busting up laughing, listening to these retards. But that shows you their criminality. It also shows you their chutzpah, that they can be sitting there with a knife to your throat claiming they're the victim. That is a Jewish trait. That's why they hated Christ, because he pointed things like this out. That's why he had to die. So the Southern Poverty Law Center is in big trouble. Apparently the Arab that filed suit against them for defamation has won millions of dollars. Now there are hundreds of individuals and organizations going after the Southern Poverty Law Center, which is a Jewish-run organization, and most all of the lawyers that work in it are Jews. So praise Yahweh that despicable organization's being outed finally. I've been telling police officer friends of mine for years, why are you guys getting your information from the Southern Poverty Law Center and the Anti-Defamation League, the ADL? I said, you do know those are Jewish organizations, right? Jews hate white people, so why are you listening to them? There are a lot of health issues. I just put up a new video on the food laws on BitChute, so those of you who are subscribed, or if you know where to go on BitChute to find my videos, if you don't know, go to PastorDan.net on my video page. I have a link there, a hyperlink to each of the videos. But the food laws are important today, folks. I know a lot of people don't want to believe that. And again, I'm not trying to be condemning, or I'm not trying to point fingers. Your body, your spiritual life is your business, not mine. All I ever promised Father was to tell the truth. All I ever promised him was that as he revealed things to me, I would pass it on to my family, to my kin. And as a benefit to the non-whites who pay attention. Okay? We are to be a blessing to all people. For those who honor or bless Abraham, they will be blessed in return. Is that not true? who's outside the gates of the New Jerusalem wanting to be taught and to be educated into the truths of this world? It's the non-Israelites, folks. Now, are we a peculiar people? Absolutely. The white race is very peculiar. Who invented everything? Who brought civilization to this world? Our race did. That doesn't give us a right to be, quote, supremacists in the sense that we're going to eradicate all other races. That's ridiculous. This whole world was created by our Father. Our Father set the plan in motion. Our Father sets the rules. You and I don't. I'm going to tell you one thing. Those who are not within his rules and within his guidelines are going to find themselves in a world of hurt here very soon. Okay? That's your warning from Father through me to you. Get in line or get left out. This isn't a game. This is serious business. And for the enemies of Christ out there who think you're going to put us all in cages and do this and that, do you remember the scripture that says that he's laughing at your plans? Do you remember the scripture that says he will take your plans, you diabolical antichrists? He will take your plans and turn them around on you only double. So everything you've got planned to do to his children is going to whirl around 180 degrees and fall on you twice as hard, twice as painful. That's where I'm at. So everybody that's out there in negative land that thinks that it's all doom and gloom and all this other stuff, you can stay there if you want. I don't. I say hallelujah. Yahweh's plan is going to come to fruition. We're going to have swords. We're going to have spears. We're going to be rounding them up. We're going to use the technologies to find where they're hiding, and they will be destroyed. This world cannot stand another year of these diabolical monsters destroying everything in creation. Can't stand it. Can't stand it. So health is paramount. And again, there's other sources to find out about the food laws. I just put a little short video together. If you find it helpful, jump in there and take a quick look. If you have feedback, send it to me. The Supreme Court of the United States, Justice Kennedy has stepped down, and it looks like, according to Bloomberg, that President Trump is going to nominate Senator Mike Lee of Utah, a Republican, 47 years old, and he will replace Justice Kennedy. The word on the street is that Lee should easily make it through the confirmation hearings. He is basically a libertarian. And he was educated at Brigham Young University. I'm assuming, it didn't say in the article, I'm assuming he's a Mormon, but maybe not. But he does lean towards libertarianism, which we've done many shows, especially with my friend Jay, about the fact that many of the tenets of libertarianism are actually very scriptural. So libertarians and us have a lot in common. And if people would ever decide truth matters and dig into scripture, you're going to find out the things we're teaching and talking about here are fact, okay? Just because you don't like them, that's your problem, okay? People say, well, I've got a race-mixed couple down the street, and they're friends of mine. So when Yahweh sends them to hell, you want to go with them? Or if Yahweh says they're going to be outside the boat when the waters come, you're going to jump off the boat and be with them? Is that what Noah's family did when all of their friends and co-workers and all were drowning? Did Noah's family jump up to the side and go, I want to be down there with them? Is that how it works? So you got somebody down the street you call friend that's a race mixer and is violating God's law and bringing abominations into this earth, but you think it's cool because you call him your friend. That's like saying, well, the guy down the street likes to set houses on fire, but he's my friend. Really? He sets houses on fire, but you think he's your friend. And I'm supposed to think he's okay too. No, violators of the law are violators of the law. That's all there is to it. I've said that to my own family. you want to violate the law. And I told my children, I had six children when, as they grew up, I told them very plainly, you bring somebody to the house who's not of our race as your boyfriend, girlfriend, we're done. If you make a huge mistake and marry him, I don't ever want to talk to you again. If you produce children with him, which is the greatest sin of all, I don't want to see you, hear from you, I don't want a card from you, and please don't ever darken my doorstep. Go ask my children if I told them that. Yeah, I did. And I meant it. They know I meant it. Now, people say, well, you can't do anything about Dan. They're free to love whoever they want. Yeah, they're free to love whoever they want within the confines of the law. Within the confines of the law. Because violation of the law brings plagues on everybody. Just go read Charles Weissman's book, Anthology of Racial Issues. Okay? It's still available. It may even be a free PDF now. When I bought it many years ago from Charles Weissman, I forget, it was like $5 or $10. But that is one of the best books that totally destroys the idea that there's no consequences to race mixing. Oh, I'm sorry, but there is. Just like the food laws, you can violate them, but if you think there's no consequences, you're dumber than a box of rocks. Sorry, but you are. That's the beautiful part of what I do. All I got to do is tell the truth. That was my promise. I don't worry about the rest of it. So I'm never going to be rich. I'm never going to be powerful. I don't owe anybody anything for what I do here. It's a self-sustaining, even though there are people who help us from time to time, and Yahweh bless their heart. But for the most part, this is a self-sustaining operation. It's between me and Father Yahweh, and that's the beauty of it. I don't have to care whether you like it or not. I don't care what you do about it. I don't care if it bothers you. I don't care if you lose sleep over it. That's between you and him. All I have to do is present it. And it makes perfect sense to me, so that's why it's easy for me to talk about it. The other news item is that there are many, many, many chief executive officers or CEOs and Congress critters that are leaving office. They're either leaving office now or they will not run for re-election. It's a long list. If you go to that QMAP.pub website, they have a whole page dedicated to telling you who left what and where and why. It's a big list. And as Q says, do you think this is all by coincidence? Presidents are being arrested. The Pope has a warrant out for him. There was an attempt to arrest him in Geneva recently. You think this stuff's all by accident? We will reiterate also that 501c3, which is an IRS corporation, if your church, if you actually go to a brick and mortar church these days, and if it's 501c3, run from it. The Satanists, the leftists, the communists, the Jews have gone completely insane. The major media, mainstream media, are completely insane as of today. What does that tell us? Let's see. Yahweh said, I will separate the wheat from the tares. Wow. Could that be what's happening? Is it getting painfully obvious who the tares are these days? Yeah, if your brain cells are working in any capacity, it's getting pretty damn easy. I think maybe we're in that period of time. I'm just saying. It says that the prayers of the righteous availeth much. Therefore, we're to be prayer warriors, and we are to remain righteous. Also, I'd like to add, a lot of people say, well, I'm going to pray for these sick, demented bastards that are out here in the media and people like Michael Moore and all that. Why would you pray for them? I'm asking, why would you pray for them? I don't have the scripture written down. If I do enough searching, I can find it for you. I know Jeremiah chapter 7 alludes to this principle. But the vile and unrepentant, he says, I don't even hear your prayer. why are you praying for the wicked? I'm praying for Obadiah 18, which says that the wicked are destroyed. I'm praying for Psalm 149, when the righteous stand up with swords and go cut these bastards down. That's what I'm praying for. Now, if you want to pray for their repentance, those times are past, folks. The ark has been built. The rain is falling. I think we're past the repentance time. And I'm sorry, Robert David Steele, former CIA, who believes in the idea that we can allow these people to repent and have reconciliation, up to a point, but we're past it now. We're past it now. If you're still on the side of the wicked, that's you're done. You're toast. No repentance. Q says that Trump put out an order a few days ago that says that the tactics of the administration are now going to change and it's time to go on the offensive. I believe the world of believers should also be on the offensive. We should have been on the offensive for a long time. But if you're not on it now, shame on you. Word on the street is Deutsche Bank, the main bank in Germany, and I believe it's the largest bank in the world, actually, is, and I know we've heard about this, but it literally is on the brink of complete collapse. The global reset that we've been hearing about, Nasara and Jissara, within days could come to pass. There's a lot of secondary and tertiary evidence that what these people have been talking about for decades is actually true. In fact, the attempted arrest of the Pope was by a group similar to those that are talking about Nasara and Jissara. It wasn't a mainstream government or police force. The citizens are finally waking up to the fact that many of our organizations, just as in the United States, we're finding the Department of Justice and the FBI and the CIA are corrupt. They're not good guys. Now, Robert David Steele and Kevin Schiff and all them, they talk about the fact, well, they're good guys trapped in a bad system. If they're good guys, it's time to turn to being a whistleblower and either work to get rid of it or come out of it. How about that? If you're good guys, how do you stay in it? Now, true, we do need people that work undercover. So, but that's a good guy doing something, not just going along and keeping their mouth shut. As the police officers in Arizona have done, it's time for them to turn on the cop that murdered that guy in the La Quinta. It's time for them to come out. The fact that hemp has now been legalized, that came out yesterday, hemp should never have been illegal, ever. We need to be going into these prisons and jails and turning loose all of the people that have been put in there wrongfully because of either marijuana or hemp. Hemp is not marijuana, people. That's the other thing. I can't believe how many people who claim to be intelligent do not know that hemp and marijuana are not the same thing. Jesus criminy, wake the hell up! Case being, neither one of them should have ever been made illegal. And here is really the bottom line. It's none of the government's damn business what you do with your body as long as you're not hurting somebody else. This whole war on drugs thing is nothing more than the government trying to quell competition. That's really what it's all about. Every war the government stages, things get worse. They do not get better. War on poverty, we got more poverty than we ever had. War on drugs, we have more opiate addiction and suicide due to pharmaceuticals than ever because the government's behind it. Wake the hell up. Like I said, that the latest Q drops, the Freemasons are now on the target list. pointing out the fact that the Freemasons are deep into these false flags that are happening everywhere. So that means they're deep into the attempt to bring America down and to turn it into communism and to disarm the American people, because it's all there. Hallelujah, hallelujah. And by the way, as just a side note, okay, for you folks out there that treat NASA as a cult religion, you don't find it strange that every so-called astronaut is a Freemason? You don't find that strange? Really? You know, the same Freemasons that are part of all these false flags down here, you know, shootings that really didn't happen, like Pulse Nightclub and Fort Lauderdale Airport and all that. Staged events, people. Staged events. And Freemasons are deep in it. And you don't find it strange that the whole NASA program and the so-called space program is a Freemason operation, and you think it's for real. Really? I got some swamp land in Florida I'd like to sell you, okay? Just saying. You can believe whatever you want, but I'm just saying I find it really, really odd, okay? Occam's razor and all that. Jeez, oh, creep. Pedophiles worldwide are going down. Netflix, being a despotic, satanic organization, we need to stop supporting that. Just as, let's throw in the nation of It's a Lie, and the Jews should be shunned and boycotted at all costs. Everything you can do to take a shekel away from a Jew should be done. Every one of their organizations should be avoided, shunned, disenfranchised, and demonetized. If and when I ever have a say on how things are going to go, the Jews will be stripped of all possessions in the lands they have invaded. So you better gather up your goods and get the hell over to that litter box, because if we have anything to say about it, you will be stripped of your ill-gotten gains. You will lose everything you have stolen from every other race on this earth. And when the lists come out of what they have done, you're going to have a hard time finding a safe place to walk. Just saying. And it's not like this hasn't happened before. As Solomon says, there's nothing new under the sun. These people have been in this position before. 109 times that we know of. So this is nothing new. A leopard can't change its spots. How does Satan work? What did Job say? By deception. How does the Mossad do what it does? By deception. How does the Jewish banking system accomplish what it does? By deception. How does the church world get you to believe a lie? By deception. How about that? Christ was right. All right. I think that's enough. This has already been an hour and a half. I do appreciate everybody that's joined us. I know there was a lot of folks that tune in by download later on. The good news, like I said, folks, there's smoke on the horizon. You know, the old saying, if you see smoke in the air, you know there's a fire. You may not know how big it is, what it's consuming, but you know it's there. Well, there's smoke on the horizon, brothers and sisters, I'm telling you. This is great news, because I'm tired of dying a death of a thousand cuts. I'm tired of people denying that there's problems in this world, sticking their head in the sand, just not wanting to be involved. Well, guess what? Father's taking the fence out of the way. You can't sit on the fence any longer. It's been razor sharp now for a couple years, really difficult, but we still have some holdouts that just want to sit up on that fence. They don't want to take sides. They want to sit there and see who's going to win this thing and then jump down as the sunshine patriot on the winner's side. Guess what? That's not the plan. There is no fence. Hallelujah. You can't set this one out. It won't be possible. You have to make a decision. Why not today? Think about it. Pray about it. See what the Holy Spirit tells you. For those folks that are on the other side, out there with the tares, yeah, I'm your enemy. I'll wear that t-shirt. I'm going to tell the truth, and you can't stand it. You guys wither like a cockroach when you turn the lights on. You're like a slug that you just poured salt on. You can't stand the truth. But that's good. I like seeing you squirm. You guys have had it good for way, way too long. Too many innocent people have been hurt terribly by you folks. So watching people like Michael Moore squirm and all these other talking heads and so-called celebrities and all these other ilk out there, I love watching them squirm. Obadiah 18, it's time to come to pass. Yeah, I think so. Anyway, dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for this time to share on the radio. We thank you for all the good things that you're doing in this world, the wake-up that's happening, the pouring out of your spirit, those who are taking hold of the fact that we've been deceived and it's time to wake up. Father Yahweh, we give you the praise, the glory, and the honor. And we ask, Father, that in your heart of hearts, would you please reach down and touch Delia with healing as she struggles against this terrible, terrible disease known as cancer. And be with her dear husband and family as they work to support her and help her to come back to health. The medical mafia has abandoned her completely, and we all know how that works. They've already got their money. They've already done their poisonous work upon the body. And then they just step back and say there's nothing that more can be done. We all know that you, Father, can heal anybody of anything. We do not know what your will is in this case. We do not ask that you go against your will. You are the holder of the plan, and everything in this world happens according to your plan. We're just asking from our heart of hearts because we feel a compassion for our brother and sister as they're in terrible pain and struggling with this. We would ask that you do it as a sign to our children that you are real and that you are here for the remnant. If not, then I ask, Father, personally, that you would bless the family at this time and give them strength and reach down and touch our sister. Let her know that you're with her and ease her pain in the passing, if that be thy will. Forgive us our multitude of sins, Father. Lord knows we've committed enough. Forgive us the innocent blood that just pollutes the land all over this earth, because we sit on our asses deciding not to take a step forward towards fixing the problem. We decided we didn't want to get involved and allowed the wicked to reign. We are despicable in that sense, Father. We have much to ask for forgiveness for, but the remnant is waking up. We do want to be involved, Father. We do want to see this come to an end. And for those who have the courage and the will to take a stand, we ask a blessing upon them, a hedge of angels around them for protection, that they be given guidance, courage, and good discernment for the battle that we're in. And again, Father, you deserve all the praise, glory, and honor. We deserve none. The only reason we will be victorious is because you're not a liar and you have foretold it. To your glory is the victory and not to ours. Only shame comes to us and our pitiful, pitiful behavior and track record. Until next time, ladies and gentlemen, again, thank you. And Father Yahweh, praise be to you and hallelujah. Take care, everybody. And again, be prayed up and prepped up as much as you can. Till next time, hallelujah.